5 on 5 5 on RadioRT.ie. This Sunday, a wonderful experience happening up at Farm Lee. The Japan Hanami Festival takes place from 12 to 4. There will be Japanese craft, food, haiku poetry, taiko drumming, martial arts, and a lot more. I'm joined by three people who are involved in the festival. Hanako O'Donnell. Hello, Hanako. How are you? We have Hiro Ino. Hello, Hiro. And we have Luke Takahashi. And Luke is going to play us in because he's a master of the taiko drum. Let's have a listen. That's a great start, isn't it? Sit up there, Luke. Sit up. Sit up. So a taiko drum, who's going to tell me about the taiko drum? It's a traditional Japanese drum?
Yes, so it's a traditional Japanese drum, usually used for Japanese festivals. So like the Hanami Festival in Japan, it's kind of a uplifting instrument and it brings everyone together at the festivals.
And usually play it outdoors, I would imagine.
Yes.
It is quite loud. Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah, Now, so introduce yourselves, Hiro. You introduce yourself to people at home. So, you're Hiro Ino.
That's right. My name is Hiro Ino. I was born in Japan, but been living in Ireland for the last 34 years in total.
And you're a solicitor.
I'm a solicitor in profession. Right. Yes.
My name's Hanako O'Donnell. I'm 16 years old, so I'm currently in secondary school, and I am part of the Experience Japan Taiko team. So we practice in Ireland. And
you learn from Luke?
Yes.
Yes.
So he's done multiple workshops with us, come over from Japan.
Yeah.
And we've been lucky enough to get training in Japan too.
Now, Luke is learning English. So will you do me a favour and describe the taiko drum to people at home? Its dimensions.
So how big is this? This is 60 centimetres in diameter?
Yes.
60 centimetres in diameter. There's ropes that we tighten to... We tighten around the drum and there's a circular barrel, which is...
And you can play it on both sides.
Yes, both sides.
Yes, yes, like a drum and a marching band.
Yeah.
A bass drum and a marching band.
Yes.
So, Luke, what's your story? You live in Japan?
Yes, I live in Japan.
And you're here to teach drumming and what else?
He's also going to be performing at Experience Japan.
And learning English.
Yes, and also learning English.
Yes, great. Now... you probably are used to this, but a lot of people are fascinated by Japan, aren't they? And it, when you talk to people about their bucket list and where they want to travel to, a lot of people mention Japan.
Yes.
Now, you have the advantage of experiencing both cultures, like a Western Irish culture and the Japanese culture. How would you say they differ, Hiro?
Differ, is it? Well, I suppose the... Life, that's what for culture kind of point to you, is it?
Well, everything, the whole thing, because people say culturally Japan is very different.
Yes.
Although it's a modern, you know, country, it's quite different culturally.
Yes. I suppose, you know, if you're kind of going to other European kind of countries, whatever, there's a similarities.
Yes.
Between the kind of buildings or kind of food or so forth or whatever. But I suppose if you're, when Irish people go to Japan, everything's kind of different from the point of view of kind of, you know, buildings, infrastructure, language, obviously, food as well as such like. So I think it's quite kind of fascinating, you know, to experience that in a firsthand kind of situation.
Very little English spoken. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, so as we learn Irish as our second language in school, they do learn English, which would be compulsory in all primary and secondary schools. But it's not as regularly spoken.
And what's your story? So you're, one of your parents is Japanese.
Yes. So my mum is Japanese and my dad is Irish.
How did they meet?
In Ireland. He was looking for a Japanese teacher and he happened to find her.
When I Kissed the Teacher. There's numerous songs written about that story, isn't there? And you're regularly back to Japan, are you?
Yes. So my mum has always thought it was really important for me to experience both my Irish culture and my Japanese culture. So this, as I speak Japanese at home to my mum, I visit Japan every year. I And then I embrace myself in the culture with the Japanese taiko drums. And
is Japanese on the Leaving Cert? Can you do Japanese on the Leaving Cert?
Yes.
Oh, you can? Yeah. I didn't know that.
So it's a 2-year course. So if anyone's thinking of taking it, you don't have to start from first year. You can start in fifth year.
Right. You have an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. So the food you mentioned, Hiro, and I suppose people immediately think sushi.
Yes.
So will there be lots of sushi at Farmley on Sunday?
Yes, I believe there's a 7 Japanese kind of food stallers out on the day.
Yeah.
Including, I think Yamamori will be there, Daruma will be there.
Yeah.
And numerous other kind of food stallers. But they'll have their best of the sushi out. Yeah.
There'll also be Irish food vendors, the usual you'd expect. The crepes, the ice cream, the pizza. Okay.
I believe you have a bento box going to school every day, do you?
Yes.
Right. What's in the bento box?
In the bento box, it varies every day. So my mum, being the great cook that she is, she wakes up every morning and sometimes I'll bring in teriyaki chicken and rice and onigiri. Sometimes she makes me sushi as well. Nice. So my friends are fascinated by the lunchboxes.
Yeah. And a lot of people think raw fish, that's not for me. Do you find that with Irish people?
I believe so. But I think in recent past, people are more kind of challenging and, you know, they're actually liking the raw fish element and such like. So,
what's the population of Japan?
120 million?
Yes.
Yeah. Which, compared to Ireland.
Yes. We're so small, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And it's across how many islands?
2 main islands and then some off the coast of Japan. So Hokkaido and then the main part.
And have you been watching Shogun?
I haven't. I know it's on Disney Plus.
So Shogun is a programme on, is it Disney Plus, at the moment? Yes. Will you tell people about it?
I've just kind of seen it in the last kind of few nights.
Oh, I mean, right. Like, in preparation for this chat.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. I was kind of briefed that, you know, you're kind of fascinated with the kind of Shogun at the moment.
Well, I'm fascinated because obviously it's a historic drama. Yes. It's set in Japan from, the 16th or 17th
century?
That's
1600s, yes.
Yeah, 1600s. And a lot of it centres around the rituals.
Yes.
So very strict rituals in Japan, which obviously, you know, it's a modern country now, so it's not the same. But is any of that left over?
So traditional Japanese tea ceremonies.
Yes, they're featured in it,
Kimonos, the way people dress still for special occasions. People wear the kimonos. The temples you can visit in Japan would still be standing and well-preserved too.
Yeah, and the buildings, there's still a lot of those buildings.
Yeah.
Because Japan is prone to earthquakes, the buildings need to be of a certain type.
Yeah, so, and also because Japan was a closed off society for up until the 1800s? 1600s, sorry.
Yes, yeah.
1600s, yeah.
Shogun is around the breaking in of the Portuguese and the English coming to Japan for the first time. Yeah,
so a completely unique perspective on the architecture. There was no Western influence.
Yes, that's why
we have such beautiful temples
in Japan. So how do you find it? I know thanks for watching it on our behalf. See, I feel like bowing. Is bowing still a big thing in Japanese culture?
It is, yes. Yeah, you'd be kind of bowing like when you're, you know, people kind of greet each other, they're kind of bowing each other.
Not shaking hands.
Okay. So even here in Ireland, like when I'm meeting kind of Japanese clients, whatever, I don't kind of shake hands, but I just kind of bow and just kind of give them a bow and so forth. So.
Both your parents are Japanese?
That's right, yes.
How did they end up in Ireland?
So basically, my father was working with this Japanese company who had a factory over in Killala in County Mayo.
Yeah.
And
that's
right, yes. Yeah. So that's how I ended up here back in 1989.
Right.
And I kind of stuck around ever since. So.
Yeah. What do you think life would have been like if you were brought up in Japan? How would it have differed?
I think it'd be very different, in the sense that I suppose I won't know any difference.
Yes, of course. You can't compare it, I know.
I think because I was here for 5 years, went back in Japan a year and a half, and I knew how things were different here. And over back in Japan, I decided to...
Yeah, because I'm thinking Killala versus Tokyo, for example.
Worlds
apart.
I can imagine this, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
My wife, she just wants to go to Japan. It comes up weekly, you know, whenever there's a dull moment, is when are we going to Japan? When are we going to Japan? And I said, like, it's a long way to travel, to, you know, if it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
you can reassure me.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, but yeah. I think the event on the Sunday will give you a kind of flavor of Japan.
Yes,
I think that's what we, you know.
Yeah. How big is the Japanese community in Ireland?
It's quite a small community, but we're a loud community. So you can see we have Japanese people wearing kimonos and yukata at the festival on Sunday.
Yeah.
There'll be people doing Japanese martial arts demonstrations and tea ceremonies.
And like taiko drum.
Yes.
Well, that'll be heard in Kildare.
Yeah.
Is that loud? Was it used as a war drum at all, that taiko drum? Or no, nobody knows?
Oh.
Too difficult question.
Historical. Well, according to Shogun, I think...
They did
the
use it.
For rowing and so forth, you know. So.
I'm learning to play drums. Can I have a go? Can I have a go? Right, okay, I'll go around. You talk among yourselves there.
Yeah.
So Luke, you're going to show... Go on, Hanako, you tell me.
Okay, right. So if you get the... Okay, so there's a stick there.
The stick is where?
There.
Yes.
Just hit as hard as you can.
Hit as hard as I can.
Can't make a mistake.
Is it this like this?
Yeah.
Go both sides. Maybe hit a bit harder.
Divorced, but it's very loud.
Yeah, it is.
So do you have one of those to practice at home?
Yeah, well.
Oh, right, okay.
So, for the sake of my neighbours, we have pads that we put on top of them.
Oh, right. Yeah. There may be an electronic taiko drum as well you could practice on, probably.
There probably is.
Listen. So it's this Sunday. It's 12 to 4 and it's up at Farmley House in the Phoenix Park. And it's Japan Hanami Festival. And what's the relevance of the word Hanami? What does that mean?
Hanami is a celebration at the start of spring to celebrate the cherry blossoms.
Uh-huh.
So it's the opening of spring, the weather is getting better, and so we have grape cherry blossoms in Farmley. They're still around, and everyone's in the sunshine enjoying themselves.
Okay. What's the word for thank you in Japanese?
Arigato gozaimasu.
Oh, God.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. Luke, thanks for bringing your drum in.
Hanako,
thank you very much. And Hiro, thanks for coming in. That's it from us. Cormac is on Drive Time with Sarah. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.